Good morning. Today is July 28th, and this is OK, On Our Knees for Our Kids. I have to apologize because we didn't get the podcast up yesterday. Our Comcast internet service was down due to the power outages in our area. So as of now, it is up for yesterday, the 27th, and this one will be up soon for the 28th. Today's promise is that God blesses honorable behavior, and our scripture is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 12 and verses 15. Be careful how you live among your unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world. It is God's will that your good lives should silence those who make foolish accusations against you. When we ask, what is God's will, we tend to think in terms of some grand cosmic plan that God has for us. While that's part of it, and we should do what we can to discover God's specific path for us, we need to take note that Peter makes God's will a simple daily act. It is God's will that our good lives should honor him before our unbelieving neighbors. It sounds simple, but it's a high calling, and it is a challenge. It makes me consider what the unbelievers around me think of me. Do they consider me honorable? Is my life a good one? Is my life a positive witness to them, no matter how much they may disagree with me or even dislike me? God promises that when we live honorably before unbelievers, we are doing his will. That's true for our children as well. We must pray daily for our children to be able to live good and honorable lives among the unbelievers around them. We can pray that God will protect them in times of spiritual warfare and that any false accusations against them would be silenced. We can pray that their God-honoring behavior will help others to faith while it brings glory to God. Please join me in the prayer for today. Lord, my child is surrounded by unbelievers, and you say that it's your will that we live good lives before them. I pray that you will help my child to be careful in how he or she lives among unbelievers. Help him to live a good and honorable life, even in the little things, so that no one can claim any wrongdoing or have any basis for accusing. Lord, if she is falsely accused, let her good and honorable life silence her accusers. You also say that our good lives bring honor to you. I pray that my child's life will be such a shining example of you that others, even accusers and troublemakers in her life, will be drawn to you. And I pray that my child's good and honorable life will always give honor to you. Amen.